You are now listening to Jess's Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Jess's Lit. It is a beautiful afternoon. I hope everyone is taking advantage of the sunshine. The weather has been great, not bad, lately, and it is set to be even better the following days and week. So get as much vitamin D as you can, and yes, just stay hydrated. Happy Canada Day. It was Canada Day yesterday. I hope everyone had a great time with family and friends, with the sunshine. And yeah, today's an exciting day. We have a lot scheduled on our list. We will continue on with our second to last episode. It was the poems written by children in the Toronto area regarding, you know, refugees and war. And then we will also have some songs in between the readings, sort of dedicated to Canada Day and Canadian history, as, you know, just as a recognition and respect with Canadian identity. But yeah, without further ado, we have some ads, PSAs, and some show promos. And right after those, I will play our first song. The song will be called Bob Gimby's Canada Song. So I believe it's called Canada Song from Bob Gimby. And so after the ads, PSAs, and show promos, we will have one song, and then I will see you after that. We'll be right back.
Welcome. I'm Sue Kwakim.
Do, Tansi. Ichiwao, Iswayao.
Ahlo, Sahla.
I'm at Skype.
Bienvenido.
Unati.
Get to Nal. Tai, Tai, Tan.
You were invited to volunteer for Swissessism Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself.
Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
Welcome to Lethal Refresh.
I'm Danny.
I'm B.
I'm Stuff.
I'm Jay.
Let's get lethal. Let's get refreshed.
When it's darkest, we always attract the brightest people. Baby, you a light. Shift my whole world to the right.
Please listen to Lethal Refresh on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Nardor to you and Serviette and Doo-doo-loo-doo.
Thank you!
Lethal Refresh, every Monday, 12 to 1 p.m. New music every week.
Reach one, teach one.
Take some, you take that one. I can eat some. Rockin' in my low tie. Yeah.
If you're interested in maintaining a healthy lifestyle during midterms, finals, or any time throughout the year, then Freshy has you covered. Stop in today at Freshy on Westbrook Mall and order one burrito, salad, or bowl and get the second for free. Buy one, get one for free. Freshy on Westbrook Mall is your one-stop food as fuel choice for people on the move. Freshy, eat, energize.
The Wise Club needs your support to keep this East Van Arts and Culture Center in the hands of the community. Join us for a four-night fundraiser concert series on June 14th, 15th, 28th, and 29th, and help keep this irreplaceable venue open. Each night boasts a packed lineup of diverse local talents, including Brass Camel, Leo D.E. Johnson, Alien Boys, Queer as Funk, and many more. For tickets, head over to wisehall.ca or check out their Instagram page at wisehallandlounge. You can also support by purchasing an annual membership or donating directly at wisehall.ca. That's wisehall.ca.
Canada Day or Canada Song by Bob Gimby. But yeah, that was just some ads, PSA show promos, and the song. We will get right into the poem readings. We left off at the honorable mentions, group one from grade 4 to 6. And for the folks who don't know what we were doing 2 episodes ago, we basically are reading the Book of Poems, Expressions from Our Youth. It is a collection of the winning poems and honorable mentions by children and the youth from grade 4 to 12 living in the Greater Toronto Area. This whole competition thing that I'm reading to you guys, it's been quite a while since this was published, and so these kids are now adults. This was many years ago. And so, but it was the skill sets that are the skill sets of the poems here are really, really advanced and great. And so I highly encourage you guys to check it out. But yeah, we will start on honorable mentions, grade 4 to 6. The first poem that we will read today will be from Karini Kethiswaranathan. I apologize if I pronounced it wrong, but it is a lengthy name. But yeah, she was then age 10, attended Roberta Bondar Public School, grade 6 at the time, and she received a honorable mention. And this poem was written in 2011, so quite a long back. But it's called Bullying Stops Now. I hear this happening day by day, people getting bullied in every way. They have no say in what they get, for they are the people who regret what they met. Lonely and sad is what people have felt. Thoughts of pain are the memories they held. Why can't this stop? This has made a million teardrops. I've heard of people crying to die from listening to all the hurtless lies, hurtful lies. I know it's very hard to stand, but you, just the right hand. To help you go on without any worry, take me with you, but not in a hurry. We will talk this through, not being scared. This will be finished without us being despaired. The problem is finished. The bully is banished. I will always have your back, no matter what attacks. The next poem is from Kyle Nandlal. Attended Roberta Bondar Public School, then age 11, grade 6. Received a honorable mention, and this one was written in 2010. Where are my rights? I feel like a ghost. My soul is lost. My soul is gone. They took it from me, just like how a gun takes away light and brings darkness. The pain grows with each passing day, but my hatred for them grows more than the pain. But what can I do? I am their slave. I am a prisoner bound to their chains, but I am only a child. Will this be my fate forever? Don't I have rights? Shouldn't I have freedom? But where are my rights? Where is my freedom? Is it gone like my soul, taken by them? If this is so, then I am truly a ghost, just a memory slowly fading away. But even if I am just a memory, I will continue to work hard, for I know that one day someone will come and free me, so that I may find my soul and rights again. Really nice poem. Loved how she used the compelling questions and just resilience and the determination to fight back. All of these deep, deep thoughts were carefully well articulated and definitely deserving of an honorable mention. Both poems, yeah. Let's see. The next poem is from Danielle Penny. Attended St. Gabrielle Catholic School, then grade 6, age 11. Received a honorable mention, and it was written in 2010. A place where I'll be free. I am a refugee. I don't want my country, but my country wants me. I want a new life in a place where I'll be free. It won't be easy, but giving up is not for me. I want to live in a place where I'll be free. My family, my children, they're counting on me to make a life for them in a place where they'll be free. This has been my lifelong dream, but far away does it seem. Will I ever have a life in the place where I'll be free? Now I must wait. Only time will see. Will I ever be more than just a refugee? Will I ever be a citizen in the place where I'll be free? That was A Place Where I'll Be Free. Love the rhyme schemes and the just the depth of the poems. It goes so deep. It just, to me, it is really hard to believe that these poems were processed and written by children in, you know, grade 4, 5, and 6 and just primary grades or intermediate grades. They're so well written. It is mind-boggling. And I hope these people, or these children, now adults, are still writing to this day. The next one is from Angelica De La Cruz. Attended STS Com. I don't really know what that means, but it's not Saint because it has STS. Please let me know what this is. I'm not sure what it is, but it's STS, Comas, and Damium Catholic School. Then grade 4, age 10, she received an honorable mention, and this poem was written in 2010. The Sand Graveyard. I dug my feet into the ground, gripping the sand beneath me, knowing what would happen next. Death. Hearing shrills. I can taste my death. The bullet was shot, already losing balance, dropping like a rock. Trying to breathe for the last time, my last sight was my beautiful but now demolished town. The next poem is from Julia Healy, St. Angela's Gifted Center, then grade 5, age 10, receiving an honorable mention, and this poem was written in 2010. Unknown Refugee. I was walking in downtown Toronto one day when I saw a man with an indescribable frown in my way. He asked me for some money by pointing to his cup. I reached in my pocket for some coins I could give up. When the traffic light stopped cars, he stood and held a sign. That explained to me that he wasn't doing so fine. I stared at him and then noticed the scent of pine. He has a small tree that seemed to be doing just fine. He has a blow-up bed right on the street. He also had a small set of smelly feet. He had only one bag full of his stuff. To me, that seemed utterly rough. When he sat back down, I tried to say something. He didn't notice. He seemed to be fiddling. Then he started telling me about the doll in his hand, with great passion, through a language I did not understand. I hope his homeland tragedies are done or ending, and wonder if our country will be his new beginning. I wonder where he comes from. I wonder what he's like. So help me, please, dear Canada. Help refugees like Ike. Wow. I really, really, really like this poem. The wordplay, the rhyme schemes, the storytelling elements of the prose poem. Really, really, really good and advanced. Great job. The next one is from Pranavi Sivamorthy. Attended Brisdale Public School, then grade 5, age 10, receiving an honorable mention, and this poem was also written in 2010. Child writes, in a land where the sky is golden and bright, and the grassy fields sway to the rhythm of the night, I felt trapped in the view. I can't get out of this sight. I've tried to escape. I've tried with all my might. From all four corners, I just hear, Camilo, you have a duty. You cannot go. You must help in the farms. No means no. You must be here to help the crops grow. This may be the last letter to you, my dear pen pal. You have no clue of the great things you have there. The schools, the toys, and the laughter that you share. Be grateful for what you have. I'd do anything to be you. Now, this poem really hits deep with my heart and with a lot of the books I have read so far regarding literature and just about history. Really gets you to think about how blessed you are living in, you know, such a great country like Canada, celebrating Canada Day. I was walking around the malls yesterday. So many people with the Canadian flags on their clothing. A lot of people were wearing red. And just, that was also cool to me. But the also cool thing was just how diverse Canada was as a community and nation. And it just got me thinking of how lucky I am to be able to live freely in a beautiful country with beautiful sceneries, beautiful people, and diverse people with the appreciation of differences. And so a lot of people don't get that. And so, a lot of people should realize how blessed they are to be living in a country this diverse and this free. Although there are some problems, you know, there's always problems everywhere, but in a big picture compared to a lot of countries, Canada is thriving with greatness. And so kind of fits well with being thankful for our nation and country. The next poem is from Hafsa Majid, then attended Brisdale Public School, then grade 5, age 11, receiving an honorable mention, and this was also written in 2010. A child's rights. I am a child, and I have rights to do what I want, to play in the lights, have medical care, and an education, to never be judged, no matter what nation. If I am disabled or an amputee, I get special care, the kind that I need. But children are not just for yelling and screaming. All of children, we have a meaning. A child's right is to be loved and cared for. No other kid would ever want more. A really touching poem from Hafsa. Our next one is from Ashton Porter. Attended Castlebridge Public School, then grade 5, age 11. Receiving an honorable mention, and was written in 2010. My dream. I dream of a place where people are not judged by their race, where people think more of what they can achieve instead of the different things that they believe, where it doesn't matter whether girl or boy, and people are always filled with tender joy, where trade is fair and clothing one doesn't leave another bare, where people are not thrown from their homes and made to live like underground gnomes, where there are no fights and there's always happy light. I dream of a world where bombs are never hurled. I find it's really lame when humans are not treated the same. That is the world I dream of. That is a really, really, really nice poem and dream that Ashton possesses. I hope he has that dream till this day, and I hope everyone dreams of this day, where people can come to peace, where the world can come to peace, and just live in a loving community with harmony. Next poem is from Aiken Chow, attended St. Ignatius of Loyola, then grade 5, age 11, receiving an honorable mention. And this poem was written in 2010. The Refugee's Escape. As I walked around the ginormous bustling city, I stopped by a family that did not look so pretty. Each of their faces were filled with dismay, and the glisten in their eyes showed it simply wasn't the way. So I asked them, "What's wrong? You all look so blue. Is there a way I can help any of you?" The bruised father told me the whole story. It certainly wasn't one that went out in a blaze of glory. Oh, so horrid, the deaths, persecution, and war. It seemed like that they could have took nothing more. So they came here, this place to find refuge in the country. Since their leaders really wanted to put them in the sentry, the family certain didn't want to get into any fights. What they wanted most was their freedom and human rights. The rights to have the freedom against discrimination of all kinds, the right to have religion, thought, and mind. The right not to be abused is something all should get. The right of having a nationality is one that should be set. But most importantly, the right of having peace, and peace and hope is just what we need. Great poem from Aiken, really explaining to us the fundamental rights that humans should have or need to have. And it's crazy to hear that many, many, many thousands and millions of people do not have those basic rights that a human should acquire. But without continuing yet, I have another another song. This song will be playing, and then we will play the song and then get right back into the readings. But it is called Ironic by Alanis Morissette. And so without further ado, here we go.
pardon, it's a death row pardon. 2 minutes too late, and isn't it ironic? Don't you think? It's like rain.
That was Ironic by Alanis Morissette. Let's get into some more readings. The next poem is from Miriam Patel. Attended Morningstar Middle School, then grade 6, age 11, receiving an honorable mention, and this was also written in 2010. Am I important? I once had to leave because of my religion. I wore a scarf on my head, and that took this position. And then we had to move because we were different from our country's fashion. I am not proud to say that I live on the streets. I am starving to death. I need something to eat. Will someone please help me and give me a home? Put me in a safe place where I cannot be thrown. Now we don't have any money. God, please don't be mad. We have no home. Trust me, way more than just sad. No one would accept my culture just because I'm black. It's sad that skin color matters, all that. The world's getting ruined, sadder than sad. Poverty's mean, it stole all my dreams. My parents don't have jobs due to the fact that they got stolen by mean, nasty jerks that already worked. Someone should speak. I think it should be me. Rich people are mean. They took all our money. They're living in mansions with a ton of companions. Racism is rude. It should be taken away. Now there's more to say. Now the world's a safer place for you and I today. June 20th, Refugee Day. Our next poem is from Miranda D'Arazio, attended Pope John Paul II School, then grade 6, age 11, receiving an honorable mention, and this poem was written in 2011. Lost Refugees. My body trembling as I stand in the room, all eyes on me after the words I just spoke. The glares, the stares, I don't know what to do. Suddenly, the silence had finally broke. My wife and I head straight for the door. With all the yelling, I know we are not alone. We immediately run to our home, hand in hand. I glance at my wife, a worried face shown. We hear the footsteps up the stairs. I am hoping they won't hear my cries. Just because the truth came out, my husband regrets not telling lies. I think about my thoughtful husband while hiding in the smallest place. All he wanted was a way out. Now if only I could see his face. They burst open the closet, and then they said, "Take him away," and he was grabbed by three men. The wife tried to stop them, but let's just say the husband and wife were never seen again. Now this is very emotional. It's a very emotional and sad poem. Really talks about the realities of losing family members and just the horrific outcomes that people dealt with when being, you know, persecuted and prosecuted because of their own religion. And so, or views of the world. And it's just really taxing of someone's freedom to do that. But I guess it was just, it's the reality now, and people need to be more aware of what really goes on in the world. Now we move on to the honorable mentions from grade 8 to 10, group 2. Before was group 1, grade 4 to 7, I believe. Hold on a second. Let's see. Yes, it was 4 to 6, and now we have moved to grade 8 to 10. Now this one was from Drew Doherty, attended Munns Public School, then grade 8, age 14, receiving an honorable mention, and this poem was written in 2010. On Reserve. Living on the margins, stranded on the reserve, we are tired and fed up, but haven't lost our nerve. We disagree with the government because we're neglected. No alternate income. Now we're infected. The alcohol and drugs. My grandchildren wanted to die, or want to die, just like their friends. They drop like flies. You would think we'd be able to quench our thirst with water, but water testing proves it's an aboriginal slaughter. They contaminated our water up at the power plant. There's nothing we can do but sing and chant. Here in Canada, water is a human right. Now we can't turn on the tap and drink without a fright. CAPP dot came on our land and made a mess our soul just to get rich and steal our oil. CAPP dot didn't even ask, like a disease you invade. We did our best to make our blockade. When we heard that the oil, we were unprepared. We now look into the future and feel pretty scared. The roaming permafrost is starting to disappear. Hunting and fishing is getting harder every year. The polar bears and seals have begun migrating. Attention to the environment could be life-saving. We in the north are trying to cope. Hybrids and energy savers are giving us hope. The next one is from Sanjana Randhawa, attended W.H. Morden Public School, then grade 8, age 13, receiving an honorable mention, written in 2010. Untitled. What are those lines you are craving? In what was once my father's banyan tree, what do you mean multiply the profit and divide equally amongst the CEOs? Teach me, please. But what I beg of you falls on deaf ears. You turn away, please. I am human too. Don't torture me this way. Teach me. You turn a blind eye and look the other way. Am I not human too? Are my requirements meaningless? So with blood-stained hands from working off my debt, I seek a new way to learn. So I can repurchase my father's farm from you and replant the banyan tree. Just remember this. You're on top now, but the world keeps spinning. And soon it will be my turn. Then when you ask me to teach you two, I will turn the other cheek. You had your chance, and now we're done. Our next poem is from Emily Drapeau from W.H. Morton Public School, then grade 8, age 14. An honorable mention recipient, and this poem was written in 2010. What do you want? What do you want? Because I have nothing to give. No clothes on my back, no money in my pockets, no shoes on my feet. Like a wild animal, I am free from individuals like you. People, would you call them people? They have no purpose, no dignity. They sit there and wait like fruit as they rot. I have dignity, but not to give, not to you, not to anyone, because dignity is mine. I know what you have, but who cares? All you add up to is ignorance. A beautiful peacock in a pen full of pigs, astonishing in appearance, but no pure intentions within. What do you want? You are beautiful, and all I have is dignity. A really compelling poem, really setting the stage and word out for people going through struggles to always hold on to your dignity and pride, because positivity and pride and self-confidence is an important aspect in progressing up in life, and it really helps you cope with the struggles you are experiencing, and it gives you hope in a better future. Now, before we move on to more readings, I have another song to kind of commemorate and celebrate Canada Day. It is a more of a, I wouldn't say humorous song, but it is a cool song to listen to. I just heard of it yesterday, and so I decided to play it on today's show. So without further ado, here we go. The hockey song from Stompin' Tom Connors.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight. Tension grows, the whistle blows, and the puck goes down the ice. The goalie jumps and the players bump and the fans all go insane. Someone roars, Bobby scores at the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Second period, where players dash with skates aflash, the home team trails behind, but they grab the puck and go bursting up, and they're down across the line. They storm the crease like bumblebees, they travel like a burning flame. We see them slide the puck inside, it's a 1-1 hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Third period, last game in the playoffs too. Oh, take me where the hockey players face off down the rink, and the Stanley Cup is all filled up for the champs who win the drink. Now the final flick of a hockey stick and a one gigantic scream. The puck is in, the home team wins the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game. Oh, the good old hockey game is the best game you can name. And the best game you can name is the good old hockey game.
That was the hockey song from Stompin' Tom Connors. It's a cool song. I enjoyed listening to it. And so, yeah. The next poem that we will move on to is from James Hogan. Attended Precious Blood School, then age 11 or age 13, grade 8, receiving an honorable mention, and this poem was written in 2010. Disbelief to despair. Bad news, he said. Bad news, sorry, let's start over again. Bad news, said he. Deportation. I stood in disbelief. My face calm, my body still. The whole of despair, ripping through my insides, screamed, not possible. Everything I had believed about justice and fairness was now torn in two. But we had to try. Worse news, said he. No hope. My disbelief twisted to rage, my face no longer calm, my body no longer still, my mind cluttered with despair and deceit. Is it fair for paperwork to decide your fate? Time was against us. It was too late. His hopes for a future torn away. Our next one is from Tanisha T. Luxing from Mountain Ash Middle School, then grade 8, age 14, receiving an honorable mention. And this poem was also written in 2010. The Price to Pay. I huddled among the shrubbery and know that today is the day. I have one last chance to get my son to safety in a place far, far away. With my son bundled warmly, I can begin on my task. I need to leave this place, and a safe route is all I ask. I hear soldiers coming closer, and in fear I run. Oh, please do not let them catch me. Do not let them take my son. When their voices fade into the distance, I can finally slow my pace. I have overcome one of the many challenges that today I must face. I stumble through villages after villages, all filled with despair. Clutching my son closer, I wonder, how is this fair? What if my situation was different? What life could I have led? I have no food to give him and no time to spare. I hurry along quickly, knowing that we are almost there. Up ahead is my destination, a small sheltered piece of land, where the human smuggler is waiting, sitting comfortably in the sand. He stands as I approach, and I pay his fee. Tears spring into my eyes as he gently takes my son from me. I watch them go until they have faded away. My world is shattered, but it is a price I must pay. Now, this is also a very emotional poem. It really sheds light on the struggles that refugees go through and what parents go through when raising their children, and they are willing to sacrifice their relationship with their child and their life even for their child to have a much better life than what they did. And so a really mindful poem and a compelling poem. Our next poem, and I believe this would be our last one for today, is from Sana Usman from Lisgar Middle School, then grade 8, age 13, receiving an honorable mention, and was written in 2010. Lovely Mother. Can you see me, Mother, as I play with my new friends? Can you see me play ball at school and sing a song? I wish with all my heart and soul that this does not end, and that this happiness stays with you and me for long. Did you hear me, Mother, as I read out loud today? My teacher said I did wonderful, and I was doing a good job at school. You should have been there to hear me say the words from the book and stay, for I have done a great job, and you would have smiled a smile as beautiful as a jewel. Have you heard, Mother, the thunderous noises at night and the heartbreaking screams? They seem so unreal, all so sudden. I wish that this was just a horrible dream, in which you could hold me close and sing me to sleep, with your loving, warm eyes being the light. Oh, Mother, do I have to leave? The thought of you alone hurts me awfully. I know that things are getting tough, and the adults are having a hard time fixing their problems, but I would do anything to be with you, here and not somewhere else that you think would be safe for me. Sure, it's dangerous here, but you and I have been through so much with pictures placed into many albums. Great Mother, I miss you dearly. Do you miss me too? This new country seems so strange. It's a whole new world, and I feel as if I don't belong here. These people don't seem like my friends. These words are strange, and great mother, what can I say is true? What I say is true. I pray you were here once more, and my ears and heart ache for your soft voice, a voice so sincere. Dear mother, I keep you here with all my heart, I keep you here in my heart, and your words in my mind. Do you still remember me too? I work so hard that my body cracks, keeping your last words that told me to never give up in my mind as I do. This world is hard, and though it's been several years, the adults are still fighting with no care. But I promise you, lovely mother, that one day I'll take you to a place where it's all lovely and fair. I think this is a really good poem to kind of end off the poetry reading. Just a promise that the child is giving the mother who sacrificed everything for her. And just really gets you to think about, again, the struggles that these people go through. But that is it for today with the poetry readings. I have one last song to kind of end off the day. And to kind of just, you know, solidify Canada Day and the appreciation of the Canadian Confederation. And I guess the loveliness of Canada. And so without wasting any more time, this is our last song of the day called The Canadian Dream from Sam Roberts Band. Here we go.
Today, the Canadian dream was as far away as it's ever been, as it's ever been. I went out on the street today, the Canadian dream was as far away as it's ever been, as it's ever been.
That was Sam Roberts' band, The Canadian Dream. Now, this is, we are done now with today's episode. I think time flew pretty fast today. I don't know if it was just me or you guys, but it seemed like 5 minutes ago I did this first song. And so, but yeah, I hope everyone has a beautiful afternoon. The weather is going to brighten up for the whole week. And so take advantage of the sunshine. I will be back with you with more poems and literature related topics and songs for my next episode. So please let me know if you guys have any recommendations. I'm open to try out new things and talk about new things as long as it relates to literature and just the whole aspect of literature. But yeah, have a great day, great evening, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night, right at 9 p.m.